So while we suffer through the challenges, folks, circumstances which allow us to practice, we are supplementing the gift of faith with virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. And while we are going through this process, there is the promise that you found back there in Romans chapter 8. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. The NIV actually, I think, has it better translated than what we have in the NSV Bible in the rows. The NIV says, we know that in all things God works. See, because I think a lot of Christians think, we know God fixes all your problems. We know God makes everything all right. We know God makes all the bad stuff go away so it's good. And I have never experienced that in my Christian life. My understanding, and Scripture bears witness to it, is that God with you gets you through all things. And that everything happening is something that God has allowed, even if it's sin of other people against you, that God has allowed this to refine, to establish, to bear witness to the fact that God gets his through. And if you follow Jesus, you suffer with Jesus. And he scorned the cross, and he despised its shame, but he set his face like flint to that cross because you're worth it, because he loves us, and it works. That's what I've got to say this morning. So even though we face this predicament, right? The wages of sin is death. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Even though we're stuck in that predicament, even though we face this with the great promise in hand that all things, God, through all these things, he works together for good for those who are called, for those who are loved God. Do you love God? It's probably a good sign that you're called. And we do it in the power of God, don't we? Because the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And thanks be to God through Christ our Lord. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And we know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. We've heard about the principle of election, being called, being chosen, and we've heard about the process by which God allows the chosen to become refined, to add to our faith these things, and the promise that in all things God works together for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. In spite of the predicament of sin that we face and the just everything that could stand against you, the power of God can get us through these challenges. And you see that from Scripture this morning. We're called to get through the challenges. The call goes out to all, but only the chosen respond. You need to respond. I look across the room, I see most people who I know, the response has happened. Has the response happened in you? For sure. Have you, in your heart of hearts, not responded? Although you behave well religiously, then respond to this message and be different today as a result. I can't do it. God can. He did. Save me, Lord. Yes, I save you. That's proof that you are called. Just the response. There's no other way. There's no other worry. If you have responded in this way, it cannot be denied you. Show me that with sincerity that it is going on in you by the fruit in your life and this supplementation, this sanctification, this process by which you walking with God are becoming conformed into the image of his son. You should look like Jesus to other people. And we all want to more than we do. It's true.